It's Afternoon Jams 103.7. We got Mallory Metzger on the phone line for Hackney Public Library. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. I know, I can't even believe that it's already 25. I'm happy about it, but it's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, it seemed like time just moving fast and faster.
Yep. Oh, too fast, too fast. But yes, wishing you the happiest New Year. It's going to be a good one.
I know, and I know with the library, I know y'all got stuff in the planning. Y'all about to turn it up a notch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like we have so much coming up. It's actually kind of nuts, like how busy the next few months are going to be. You know, we just recently had our latest newsletter come out, and it is available to pick up at Hackley Library. It's available on our website, and it showcases programs January through April. But, you know, even just talking a little bit about things coming up in January, there we probably have close to, I don't know, 10 to 15 programs. So just to mention a few of them, you know, one thing that I really want to talk about is that we have a great ongoing program that's going to be starting for kids and teens. And it's called Lego Education. And it'll be on the third Wednesday of every month. So if you aren't able to come one month, you can come another time. But what's really cool about Lego Education, it's using STEAM kits. So science, technology, engineering, arts and math, and incorporating all of those things with Legos and building with Legos and really sparking that imagination and also helping to develop problem solving skills, which is great for kids and teens. And we'll have kits available on a first come, first serve basis on the third Wednesday of each month from 4 to 4:45. And so it'll be something fun for kids and families to come and enjoy.
Wow. Wow. Look at y'all, man. Y'all just so busy doing things for the kids, doing things for everybody. And we haven't even got started with Black History Month, because I know during February, y'all just go crazy.
It's true. It's true. But you know what? Something that I do want to mention happening towards the end of January, we have our annual kickoff event for Black History Month. Now, you know, it's important to, you know, remember that we celebrate Black history really all throughout the year. You know, there's things all throughout the year to enjoy, but we were very fortunate to receive a generous bequest from a really wonderful woman named Bess Commodore, and she left this bequest to go towards programming for Black History Month, and we have been enjoying utilizing that and bringing forth a lot of excellent programming for the community to really participate in and have fun with. And our annual kickoff event, it's going to be Friday, January 31st at 5:30 p.m. It'll combine a lot of things. We'll have music. We're going to have our gospel music from Church of the Living God. They're going to be performing different songs. We're also going to be having a praise dance performed by Tiffany and Trinity, a mother-daughter duo. And they have performed before.
I know, that sounds familiar.
Phenomenal. Yes, it's so cool to see the movements that they have together. And just the fact that they're mother and daughter makes it extra special. It's extremely meaningful and moving. And also that night will include interesting tidbits and facts and figures of history. And so it'll be fun, a really great time, but also kind of educational as well, which is a great thing to strive for. And so that, again, that's going to be January 31st at 5:30. Everyone is invited. A great community event for all ages. But something else that I want to mention that's actually coming up on January 8th, so right around the corner, we are going to be having a fire prevention program, and it'll be a presentation from firefighters within Muskegon Charter Township Fire Department, as well as the City of Muskegon Fire Department, and they're going to talk about how important it is to have an escape plan, you know, when it comes to fire safety, and also how crucial it is to have working smoke alarms, and also realizing just how fast fire moves. Because I think a lot of people, including myself, don't realize that. You know, knock on wood, never having had a fire, we don't know all the ins and outs. And so this presentation, which is again happening on January 8th at 3:00 at Hackley Library, it'll be a great way to gain that helpful insight and to be prepared and to know what to do if, you know, heaven forbid, something happens with fire.
Very important.
And yes, yes. And that's a great program that we have coming up on January 8th. But another thing I wanted to mention for kids and teens that we have coming up mid-January is a drop-in puzzle day. So we're going to have puzzles available at Hackley Library for kids and teens to come and just relax, you know, come enjoy community time with your friends or with your family. We'll have a lot to choose from. It'll be drop-in on January 18th at 2 o'clock. So it'll be from 2 until 3:30. And it'll be a great way for kids and families just to kind of come together. Wow. Now, another thing to mention, too, we're going to be having a really fun program called Speed Friending. It's a speed social at Hackley Library. And that's going to be on Wednesday, January 22nd at 5:30. So it's kind of like speed dating, but for friends, you know, and that could be someone's New Year's resolution, wanting to get out there, make some new friends, just have fun in the community. And so this is a great way to meet people in a very casual, fun setting, low key, and a great time for people just to get to know each other. And again, that'll be January 22nd at 5:30 here at Hackley Library.
Now, while we got to the phone line, actually today you have a cookie decoration cookie class. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the cookie class, you're right, it's happening tonight, and unfortunately, registration did fill for that, but I do want to talk about it because hopefully we'll be offering it again in the future, because it was so popular that we had a long waiting list and we decided to add a second class, which was so much fun. But it is working with Allie's Sweet Shop, and she is an amazing instructor that talks kind of step by step about decorating cookies with the royal icing and, you know, how to make it look pretty. And she uses a lot of different materials to make different kinds of cookies. So there are different themes. Tonight it's a winter theme. She also has other themes like cats and dogs and Harry Potter and plants. And she's amazing. So we're hopefully going to be working with her again in the future to have more cookie decorating classes at the library so everyone can enjoy it, because it's such a good time. And who doesn't love cookies, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thinking outside the box, Mallory Mesker is on the phone line at Hackley Public Library. When you compare your library to other libraries, would you say that you're hitting the mark when it comes down to outreach and events and the whole infrastructure there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, first and foremost, I want to say that the goal is always to strive to do better and to do more. You know, we're constantly learning. We're constantly wanting to take in feedback from people about where we could be more present, what we could be doing differently. That being said, you know, I think that we have really spent a lot of time recently making sure that we are present and making sure that we are hitting those marks and being present in the community at outreach events and being there for community get-togethers and really showing that we are here for the community because of the community. You know, we wouldn't be here without them, and we want to make sure that we are kind of walking the walk as well as talking the talk. You know, we want to make sure that we are out there, that people know that we're here, that we have great resources. You know, we have the public computers, we have Wi-Fi, we have programs, we have amazing books, but we also have DVDs, we have music, we have magazines, we have hotspots you can check out, and iPads. You know, we have all of these great resources, but it doesn't do any good if people don't know about them.
Exactly.
And so that's something that we want to make sure that we are getting the word out about. And if there's ever any suggestions on how to best reach people, please, we are all ears. You know, we want to hear. You can reach out to us through Facebook Messenger. You can call us. You know, our number is 231-722-8000. You can come see us. You know, we're right downtown Muskegon. We want to hear from people. We want to know where we can best reach you and what you're interested in. But I think we're doing a good job of being present, wanting to be at all of these great community events, and reminding people that we are here for them, that we're their library, and really just kind of making that mark. But there's always room for improvement. Wow. There are a lot of great libraries in the area who are all striving to do amazing things. Right. So I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Well, Mallory Metzger's on the phone line. I've been to 5 countries in about 4 weeks the past month. And one thing I can say about America that makes me grateful is just the access to resources. Knowing that you can come to this library and borrow an iPad, borrow a hotspot, borrow a Roku. It's unheard of. It's unheard of in majority of the countries. This is a blessing. We don't know how we got a lot of problems here. We're working on it, and I know we're not perfect, but God knows we are a long way ahead of a lot of countries. And when it comes down to resources, just want to mention that.
No, and it's I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I also just recently shared on our Facebook page about how much money you truly can save by using your library. You know, there's a thing online called a library calculator. And so you can put in, say you checked out 3 books that were adult books, say you checked out 5 children's books, say you checked out 2 DVDs. You're looking at $300+ right there that you saved, that you didn't have to spend purchasing. Wow. And of course, if you want to purchase items and add them to your collection, that's awesome. But it's such a great thing to be able to test it out first. You know, say, do I really want this? Well, let me see if I like it.
Right.
Or, oh, I want to, before I buy, I want to make sure I really, really want this. And that's one of the beauties of libraries. You can borrow, you can test it out, you can see if you like it. And you can enjoy digital resources as well. You don't even have to leave your house sometimes if you want to borrow books and movies through e-resources.
How do you borrow the hotspot? How do you borrow that?
Yeah, great question. So the hotspots are for Hackley Library card holders. Now you might wonder, well, who's a Hackley Library card holder? A Hackley Library card holder lives within Hackley Library specific service district. But keep in mind, if you live outside of Hackley Library's particular service district, say, for example, you live in another part of Muskegon County, if your home library is a Muskegon Area District Library branch, they likely have hotspots as well. So there are libraries all throughout our area that offer, you know, hotspots and electronics and many devices that can be used. But for example, with our particular hotspots, if you're a Hackley Library card holder, you'll just need to come in, you'll get a library card if you don't already have one, and you will have to have a library card for at least 30 days, and you just kind of fill out a form, a contract that signs your name and some other information just to kind of keep note of who our hotspots are going to, and then you're all set. You don't have to pay money to borrow it. It's absolutely free to borrow with a library card.
What about the data?
Data? Oh, so that, are you talking about in kind of with the device itself?
Yes.
Yeah, so that you don't have to worry about. That's taken care of through Hackley Library, utilizing that device. Yeah.
You're getting free internet. It's free internet. You're taking free internet.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You get this great resource that you can really utilize for free. And it just takes having a library card to do so.
How long can you borrow it?
Great question. I'd have to double check. I don't want to provide the exact incorrect information, but I do believe a hotspot is good for 3 weeks.
Look at that. Look at that, Muskegon. Free internet for 3 weeks. Basically, if you got a library card at Hackley Public Library, that is a blessing for people who might be going through a tough time right now. You know?
Exactly.
Unless you got Frontier Fiber, which is very reasonable, that Comcast cable bill could get up there. So
it's amazing how quickly pricing can rise with, you know, all of these services that a lot of people have. And so honestly, yeah, why not? You know, utilize these great free services from your local library.
Wow. Mallory, thank you. Time flies when we get to talking. Already 14 minutes in. You're giving out a lot of information. Give out the website, if you don't mind, before we go.
Yeah, of course. So it's hackleylibrary.org. You can come to our website, find a lot of great programs, find information on getting a library card, find information on digital resources. And best of all, it's free. Free to enjoy.
All right. Have a blessed week, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Thank you so much.
Take care. That was Mallory Metzger, Hackley Public Library, giving you an update for this month. A lot of things going on down there. I'm really excited about that free internet, that hotspot that you can keep for 3 weeks. And it comes with internet? Come on. Come on. It's Afternoon Jams.